Psalm 119.
Righteous are you, O Lord, and right are your rules. You have appointed your testimonies in righteousness and in all faithfulness. My zeal consumes me because my foes forget your words. Your promise is well tried, and your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is righteous forever, and your law is true. Trouble and anguish have found me out, but your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live.
Today's devotion. Righteous God, righteous word. This section highlights the psalmist's delight in the law of the Lord, as God's law taught him how to live a righteous life. In verses 137 to 138, he proclaimed God as a righteous God. The rules and regulations he set for us are useful for us to live a godly life. They testify to his righteousness and faithfulness. In obeying them, we are blessed and rewarded by him. God's instructions are not meant to be restrictive, nor are they harmful to us. They are intended to protect and bless us. In obeying his instructions, we will be blessed and rewarded. But in disobeying them, we will be disciplined and punished. Thus, it is better to obey than to disobey his instructions. In verses 139 to 140, he said that because God is righteous and his instructions will protect and bless us, he is zealous to obey them, despite his enemies forgetting them. The illusion is that his enemies could be his own people who had forgotten God's word. However, the psalmist remains faithful to the Lord because he has proven his faithfulness in keeping his promises. Therefore, he will continue to trust and obey him. It is not surprising for believers to harm other believers when they have forgotten God's word. When that happens, they will only be concerned about their own interest. As God has proven himself faithful, we must be like the psalmist, not be discouraged or disillusioned in times of hardship, but hold fast to the faith we have in him and not give up at all. In verses 141 to 142, though the psalmist felt helpless and hopeless against his enemies, he would not forget the Lord or his promises. He proclaimed his confidence in the Lord who is righteous. He does not change. His law remains true, and he would not fail us. In the face of trials and tribulations, we must continue to trust God and his promises. We must not let discouragement cause us to become disillusioned and give up hope in the Lord. God has proven himself faithful in keeping his promises. Thus, we must continue to persevere in our hardship. In verses 143 to 144, the psalmist said trouble and anguish may find him, but he will delight in the commandments of the Lord. He asked God to give him understanding so that he might continue to live for him, as he had always been righteous. We do not have to look for trouble. Trouble has a way of finding us. However, we find it difficult to delight in God's commands. It is even more difficult to obey his commands in those times. Yet we must trust in him and obey his word. His word will help us live a godly life in those times. So do not worry too much, but trust and obey even when people are giving us trouble. Let us pray. Dear God, thank your word as it can give life. It is for our good that we heed and obey your word, for it helps us to live a godly life. But we must delight in obeying your instructions. I ask that you grant me an obedient heart and remove the disobedience in my heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.